Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson, business coach. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services, training classes, and small business resources, connections, and tools. For a free 30-minute On the Edge consultation, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I always want to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. The Business on the Edge team is working hard to bring you an entertaining show, great guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspire your business and professional growth. All growth depends upon activity. There is no development physically or intellectually without effort, and effort means work. That's a quote by Calvin Coolidge. All growth depends upon activity. There is no development physically or intellectually without effort, and effort means work. And today on the Business on the Edge Extended Grill, and for those of you that don't know me, I am the show host for AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge, Money 2.0, here in San Jose, Silicon Valley, San Francisco Bay Area. And we're extending our show to the Blog Talk Radio audience to try to give you a little bit of information that we're doing on the show on Friday nights. The show is live Friday nights, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. prime time, Bay Area. You can get us on AM 1220 KDOW or listen live at www.kdow.biz. But I thought it would be fun to extend it to Blog Talk Radio. And so what's on the grill today? My weekly grill. Small business, mind your business. I am a business coach. I am a small business coach, professional coach. And I want to take a look at small businesses in a different way because I know that there's some frustration out there. How do you get the tools? How do you get the time to do the things that you need to do? So let's talk about some facts first. Fact, and this is fact by the Small Business Administration put out this information. So I'm going to give you some statistical facts. 52% of small businesses are home-based businesses. 2% are franchisers. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about franchisers in just a second because they don't really count. And I'll tell you what I mean by that in a second. Grill it up. Small businesses, mind your business. 73.2% of small businesses are sole proprietors. 19.5% are corporations. 21.5% are employer businesses, businesses that have employees. And 78.5% are non-employer. These are all small businesses. 78.5% are businesses without employees. So that's a huge number. That tells me that there's a lot of small businesses that are very small businesses, and they are the backbone. The Small Business Administration says that a business is a small business if you have 1 to 500 employees. And so, and actually, if you want to really, really want to be technical, if you're a sole proprietor, you're not even considered an employee of your business. You can be not considered, and you can contract for your for the small business, so to speak. Everything goes into your personal. It's a kind of a personal. You could use your Social Security number. Don't recommend that. Recommend that you get an employee identification number, but you don't necessarily have to be employed. You can contract. yourself. For sole proprietorships, not corporations, not anything beyond that point, really. And we could talk a little bit about general partnerships, but for the most part, sole proprietors are very much you doing business on your own. Social security number, but again, you want to, you really want to establish it as a sole proprietorship in any state that you're in. So 52% of home-based businesses. Again, these are also sole proprietorships, probably, that do not have office space, and they're doing business from home, saving that capital for businesses. Franchises. Franchises are interesting because you have to qualify to be a franchiser. And so some of the things that I'm going to talk to you today about minding your business to be able to get things done that maybe franchisers can get done, because you have to qualify and you have to have a certain amount of money to be able to do that business. There's an expectation if you go get a Taco Bell and you want to franchise, you know, get a Subway franchise, well, there's particular requirements to that, to include marketing, advertising, and employees and other, you know, you must have the resources to be able to acquire and qualify for a franchise. So I'm going to move them aside because I don't really want to deal with franchisers right now. What I want to deal with is small business, mind your business. And what are some problems that small businesses seem to have, and I'm looking at home-based businesses, sole proprietorships is really what I'm interested in. Corporations, once you're to the corporation mode, there's a mindset for business owners that they're really trying to grow and expand. You know, you have the ability to sell stocks. you're looking to grow, and so the dynamics are changing just a little bit for you. But home-based businesses and sole proprietorships and small businesses really, really struggle. And I want to grill some things up for you and hopefully give you some insight as to ways that you can mind your business, expand to try to get the low dollars to increase and maximize the dollars that you do have. So some of the problems, low to no startup capital. Usually you're using your own money that's in your pocket. And then lack of staffing and support, not enough time during the day. You're kind of wearing a lot of different hats. And then a biggie, lack of technology know-how, technology, internet, not going away, social media, networking, not going away. We know that there's some debate about whether or not social media networking is really relevant. And my answer to Fortune 500, 1,000 companies, it is. Using it in a smart way is important. So those that are and they're transitioning on how to really use the tools smart. So how do you mind your business when you don't have a lot of resources? And maybe it's just you, or maybe it's you and a friend doing business with you. You're wearing a lot of hats, but you have to mind your business. And you're going to have to, unfortunately, resolve that you're going to have to work more hours than the average bear, for lack of a better term. You just have to do it. Depending on what you, even if you want to make a strong five-figure income, it is, like Calvin Coolidge says, it is hard work. If you want growth, it is hard work. And you're going to have to learn, you are going to have to learn things that you are not going to like. If you're not an accounting person, you're going to have to learn how to keep your books. It's just the bottom line. But a great tool that will assist in that is the small business tool, QuickBooks, Intuit. They now have an online tool for you to be able to, you know, keep track of your books. You can do everything online, which is kind of neat, cool. But you may not like it, but you have to learn it, or you have to pay someone to do it. And so you probably don't have the resources yet to do that. And so, and if you do, you're looking at all of the things that you do have to pay. If you're a small business and you're paying for office space, you have to look at that. You're looking at your overhead. And so I'm trying to give you, I'd like to give you tools and to generate thought on helping you maximize what you do have and resolving the fact that you're going to have to learn some things that you may not like. You may have to do your books at midnight, you know. And if so, then that's what you have to do. You may have to learn how to use Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn to help develop a brand awareness about your business, about your, you have to mind your business. As you mind your business, you're going to be able to pull in, and when you're generating new customers, that allows you to create a larger profit. You want to get to a place where you're breaking even, and you want to begin to create a profit, and it's really good to maybe target like break-even point and then 30% above that, and you keep moving that target up in terms of a return on investment. But say, okay, I just don't really have the time. I'm just doing everything that I can. Everywhere in the nation, colleges have career development programs. Someone on site is a career development director. Connect with your local colleges, junior colleges, training, specialized training colleges like your DeVry universities, your Hill colleges, for wherever you're at in the nation, and use interns. Interns, this is a great way for them to learn business. Startup business is a really, really great place for interns to get their what do you want to call them, their stripes, if you will, because you're doing everything. And so they can help develop flyers, branded flyers, branded collateral for you. You give them the instructions and have them put, you know, your flyers together. And you can easily use Microsoft Word or PowerPoint is actually great as well, believe it or not. And Publisher is fantastic. You don't really have to have like an Adobe Photoshop or something like that to develop a smart brochure, a good-looking brochure. Publisher is great for that. And so the things that you invest in the things that would allow you, like Publisher, that would allow you to use an intern to create a brochure for you and get that printed at a relatively inexpensive printer organization or print store. Like here in Silicon Valley, I have several different types of printers that I use. And the ones that I use in a rush will always be like the Starbucks and the Kinko's and Starbucks, right, Staples and the Kinko's to get things done. But again, you have to mind your business. There's a lot of different facets to running a business. You know, being able to present yourself and don't shy away from or put on the back burner the smart networking. Don't go to every networking event, but go to networking events that you feel like you can get a return on your investment. And do not go to networking events to sell. Go to networking events to build relationships for an opportunity to sell outside of that networking event. Invite someone for a cup of coffee. You can spend $3 or $4 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks or Pete's or whatever your local coffee shop is and talk about what their products and services are. Find out about them first before you approach is always my recommendation, because small businesses, if you're not branded, and so you don't have any brand equity. And so what you want to do is develop that brand equity. You want to get people to know you so they feel comfortable with buying your products or services. And so find out about them. And if there's something that you can give them, like a baker's dozen, you know, the old baker's dozen was the baker would give an extra donut off of a dozen donuts to get the customers to come back, you know, and just say, I appreciate your patronage. And so what you want to you want to get them to come in and say, you know what, I just want to give you, I'll give you some percentage off or Maybe you could just give them something. Maybe it's a free consultation. But you wrap them in a warm blanket. And so you're minding your business, you're minding your company, you're minding your networking, you're minding your brochures, you're minding your finances. And you look and bring in people that great workers for a startup business when you really don't have a lot of resources is someone who is getting some sort of income. Maybe they're out of work right now. They're trying to find a job, and maybe they're collecting unemployment. Maybe they're collecting disability. Maybe they're collecting. They have some sort of resource. Maybe they're a stay-at-home mom, and so or stay-at-home dad, because the guys can stay at home with the kids now. But you know, bring trusted individuals in that can help support your business as you continue to build your company. Small businesses. I am a small business advocate. I love the small business guy because you will find some of the most genuine people with small businesses. And get into some training classes. Get into there's all kinds of classes. And small businesses have a hard time paying for classes that are $150, $300, $1,000, $1,500. Like you can go to the American Marketing Association and you've got classes that you can go to for a day for, you know, $500 or $499. That's a really big bite out of your resources. And so one of the things that we do here in the Bay Area, and if you're in the Bay Area, you can certainly attend our classes. And we are developing classes to put on the web on anymeeting.com webinar. So we're strategizing on what those classes will be, and you'll be able to get them anywhere in the country or the world if you want to take some of our small business training classes. So some of the classes we offer, we have an upcoming class called Extreme Social Media Marketing for Small Business. And so for small businesses, and that's April 22nd. So, and we charge $45 for 2 hours to give you, inundate you with a lot of information. It will be extreme. But these classes, as we provide them, some of the other classes that we're going to have this year, small business startup training, what now? You get your business license, you've got your fictitious business name statement, you're ready to go, you know what you want to sell, but what do I start? What do I do? What about websites? You know, many people think websites, if I build it, they'll come. Well, that's not true. If you build it, it doesn't mean that they'll come. It means that you built a website. You have to use some sort of tool to push out there to get people to come to your website. So there's strategies to that. Then you're talking about search engine optimization, search engine marketing. And so then small business owners feel like, I'm just being steamrolled, you know. And so I know on the grill today we're just kind of cooking up what small businesses need, the tools that you need. You want to be able to be in a position to do what you do best, but in the middle of that, it is ridiculously hard work. And so some of the things that I use interns. You know, Business on the Edge is a small business, and we're a small business problem solver. And will we grow to a mid-sized company at some point? We're growing in a smart way. We're growing with strategies and structures that make sense. And so, for example, we only spend what we absolutely have to spend. And so, for example, we've spent money on certification programs because we want to be, we're experts in what we do, but certifications are really nice to have just because they make people feel more comfortable with certifications. I'm degreed in business and production and media and all of that, but I'm, you know, award-winning producer, great stuff, but we want to add to our arsenal. And so I have my team also working on certifications. And so we just, they're just ways of telling your prospects that we are really formidable at what we do. If you go to our website, businessontheedge.biz, That's www.businessonedge.biz. You'll find that we have a gallery of photos. We have a slideshow out there, a commercial slideshow that shows me kind of out there networking, doing training classes, doing public speaking engagements, and doing things that are helping small businesses, professionals, young people. I like to invest in, I think everyone can learn something. And so when I have an opportunity and I have an audience that's a mixed audience, I do my best to bring information that would advance or add value to whether it's someone graduating from college or high school, and there's teachers in the class and there's, you know, adults in the class. I'm bringing value across the board. But what these opportunities do, if you're an expert and you speak well, then this is a great place for you to connect with colleges, universities, and other organizations, associations, to speak and to share your expertise along with sharing your products and services. And it takes a little bit of your time. It doesn't have to be something you do every day, but you can do maybe two or three throughout a month to get your name circulated around your community or your city. So you grow where you're planted. And those are just smart ways to do business and bring your products, share your products, get your products on your Facebook page, get your information, out there on LinkedIn. And for sure, when you do your LinkedIn profile, complete the profile, put all of your information out there so people can connect. The professionals love connecting on LinkedIn. If you're uncomfortable with it, don't be uncomfortable with it. Get comfortable with the tools because they're not going away. Pinterest, LinkedIn, Google+, Google Circle, Twitter, these major blogger, these major areas for you to connect with. And this is where people are deciding where they're going to spend their dollars. And so you want to keep that in mind when you're doing business. Don't shy away from and mobile apps, a big deal. Mobile apps, texting, text solutions, using short code texting is important to the new business of today. This is just where we're at. And so if you can send a short code text and you have some, maybe you're giving an offer on your product or service, you can send a short code text to to all of your database, prospects, friends, families, customers, and say, hey, we have 50% off on our summer line of clothing. And what short code texting is, it's the same thing that American Idol uses to text in. It says, hey, everybody text to this code and tell us whether or not you like this singer. And so this is something that is not going to change. It's just going to become more and more. It's the transition that's happening. At first it was, rock and chisel, putting your information on, right? And then you have the hieroglyphics on the walls, and then you have people writing on papyrus, and then using quills and pens and writing. And we're just transitioning, so just go with the flow. As a small business, I want to see you grow. You want to see yourself grow. Don't get discouraged. And small businesses grow. Building business, it's growing grass. Like I said, growing grass starts underground. So you may not see huge results at first, and it may seem like I'm wasting my time texting, I'm wasting my time Facebooking, I'm wasting my time going to these networking events. No, people remember you. You have to let this develop. Brand awareness happens over time. You need to connect with people 5 to 7 times before they even decide to do business with you. For sure, keep your books in order, because if you don't, you don't want to get audited and your books are out of order. But you want to track what you're doing. And that's another thing I can get into employee manuals and operation manuals and sales strategies. You should have a simple 5-step sales strategy, for example. But your operations, what is that? Is it a computer and a laptop on the kitchen table? It could be. But make sure that you have the resources and tools on your computer that enable you to track what you're doing, because you want to mind your business. And the other thing that's out there great for small businesses, look for small business contests. Are you kidding me? They're going on all the time annually. There's Intuit was doing contests every month. They're waiting to see what they're going to come up with next. But they had Level Local Business. That was all over the country. And if you won, you won $5,000 to infuse into your business. Chrysler has a small business contest going on right now that if you're in a service industry and you need a service van or truck, then get into that contest, you know, and see whether or not you win. I'm not sure if the deadline's hit. I don't think so. I think it's sometime in April, but I'm not sure. I don't have that information off the top of my head. But it is on our Facebook page. So you can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/businessontheedge. We're always posting information for small businesses, professional development, contests. So if you scroll down and see our latest post, you will eventually find the link to the Chrysler contest and other small business contests that are out there. A contest that just the last day to submit was March 31st for a one-page business plan for and an executive summary for a small business. So there's things out there that could help get you money that you could infuse into your business. I think that was like a $1,000 grant or something to infuse into your business. But use what's available out there. Mind your business. Mind what's going on the web. Don't shy away from those things. Be smart in where you're going with your networking. Make sure that you're keeping track of your books and definitely, I had a customer, and I found out they weren't keeping track of their inventory, and so they were overspending on inventory. So keep track of your inventory. Keep track of what you're bringing in. Yes, we're grilling up just some basics for small businesses. And again, small businesses, home-based businesses, 52%. Corporations, 19.5%. The same thing with corporations. And typically you're dealing with larger small businesses at that point. And the rule applies. Make sure that you're minding your business, making sure that you're keeping track of things. And here's something that would be really important for small businesses that are growing is tracking your time well. I've had a client who their business growing a little bit, you know, had a decent amount of staff members, but was still doing the time tracking on cards. And so a lot of the employees were cheating on their time cards. They didn't fire them. I would have fired them, that's for sure. But you want to keep track of your time. So there's digital tools out there on the web that you can use to track your time, check in for your employees. You can use Toggle to just track how long it takes you to do a project so you're sure that you're pricing your projects well. Maybe you're doing project per project and you're finding out you need to track the time and let your customers know what they're spending. So these are just a few things for you to think about. Mind your business. This is Business on the Edge Extended. This has been On the Grill Business with Business on the Edge. If you want to connect with me, you can connect with me at On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz. You can connect with us on our Facebook page, Twitter, LinkedIn. Twitter is Business on the ED. Go and follow us on Twitter, Business on the Edge on Facebook. Go and like us on Facebook, on the LinkedIn. You can get me, Margaret Jackson. I prefer you come to my personal page rather than the Business on the Edge page. We have it out there, but we don't really use it. I prefer to be personable on LinkedIn, so we focus on building that page up. So like us out there, connect with us, let us know what you're doing, and we will connect back with you. Also, if you want to take any of our classes or find out more information about our classes, you can go to our Business on the Edge.biz page. We will have webinars up soon for you as well. Again, thank you for tuning in to Business on the Edge Extended with business coach Margaret Jackson. Tune into our show on Friday nights on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have more giveaways and goodies on that show. We have a good time and much, much more going on there. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy your Wednesday. And remember, always remember, live life on purpose and with a purpose.